This is 90.3 KEXP here in Seattle and worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Stevie Zoom, and we are happy to have ready for us to play live here in our studios, The Suffers. Thank you all for being here. To my left here is Cam Franklin on vocals. The Suffers just releasing their self-titled album here in February. Thank you all for being here, and if you're ready for a couple songs, you can go right ahead.
Thank you for having us.
One, two, three, four, five, six,
seven,
eight.
Need a we, me,
to love. Those deep red paint walls, white frames, oak glass surrounding us. Boy, how's your life now? Did you marry that girl that we talked about? Well, I hope you made it real, 'cause sometimes I can't lie. Wish you was me instead.
Right, 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to live music from the Suffers, Midtown, and the first one, Make Some Room. They are on the brand new self-titled album, as I mentioned earlier, just came out in February. Cam is here to my left on vocals. First, could you introduce all these great guys in the band?
Yeah, I can. On saxophone, we have Corey Wilson. On trombone, Michael Razzo. On trumpet, John Durbin. On drums, Nick Zamora. On percussion, Jose Chapiluna. On bass, Adam Castaneda. On guitar, Kevin Bernier. And on keyboard, Patrick Kelly.
All right. And again, thank you all for being here. The Suffers from Houston, Texas, one of the largest cities in the country. How did you guys all find each other?
Well, that was probably the making of about a good 10, 15, 20 years. Most of us were playing in punk, ska, and reggae bands down in Houston for a good time, and we would see each other in other bands, and it was kind of one of those, man, if I could ever play with that sax player or that bass player, that'd be great, but no one ever really acted on it until Adam, the bass player, and Pat got together and decided to call all of us up and form this group.
Pretty much doesn't matter what city it is, the music community, you see each other, as you mentioned, you find each other, you hear what's going on, and
oh, definitely.
Kind of things kind of slowly might move in that direction.
Definitely. And I mean, Houston is such, a lot of people outside of Houston might not realize this, and a lot of people that might have lived there much longer ago might not realize this now, but the music scene in Houston has gone through what I'd like to say is almost a revolution. It's become extremely tight-knit, but also extremely supportive. Even 5 years ago, the support that we get now compared to then is night and day. And that goes the same for artists that are just now starting out there. People want to see you succeed there because Houston is a city that people don't immediately think music when they hear it. And so people come out of there knowing that they have something to prove. And we're just really happy to be a part of that.
All right. That is cool to hear what's going on there. All right. Gulf Coast Soul, Third Coast Soul, little tag that's kind of identified with the band. Tell us a little bit about what goes into that.
Yeah, well, the originator of Gulf Coast Soul, of course, is Barbara Lynn. But with us, we found that when we first started coming out, people immediately wanted to put this vintage retro soul label on us. And I feel as though anybody that hears a song or two hears that it's much more than just that. The city that we come from, it's a port city. It's a very diverse city. Gulf Coast food, you know, Tex-Mex. Houston is so colorful that you can't just put one label on it. So for us to put that Gulf Coast Soul tag on it, immediately, most people usually think New Orleans. New Orleans is 45 minutes across the Gulf from Houston, and a lot of people don't realize that either. But, you know, I feel as though by us having that tag, it easily lets people know that it's a lot more than what they're going to get by just putting that simple soul tag on it.
Yeah, there's a long history and tradition of Texas blues and soul music, but you guys are adding, you know, lots of different things that are going on. I especially like the gospel and the reggae sound that happens with the band. I heard a shout out for cumbia earlier before we started, so that's really nice to hear that's all going on with the music.
Yeah, and I mean, all of those things are just a part of who we are coming up in Houston. I mean, if you looked at all of us just on a piece of paper, I bet that you probably wouldn't know that I'm a huge cumbia fan. You probably wouldn't know that Adam's a huge reggae fan or that Nick is probably one of the biggest Hall & Oates fans I know. But I feel as though that is a big representation of our city. There's much more to it than what you see. And that's the same thing with this band.
You're writing most of the lyrics or all of the lyrics to the band. Then you've got to have the music and the arrangements. Is that coming together with the band or is there sort of a musical director here?
Definitely with the band. I mean, there's people that I would say lead each section for sure. But when it comes to the actual writing of the compositions, it's definitely a collaborative process. Someone will bring a demo, but by the time it gets to your ears, it'll have gone through every single one of us at least a few times and tweaks and ideas that, you know, it's just it's a cohesive effort amongst all of us.
The self-titled album just came out. I know last summer I first found you guys with the EP, the Make Some Room EP, and it's kind of grown from there, but you're putting all of this out on your own. All the work is being done. This is quite a job that has to be done to, you know, and the money that's involved to put this out. This is a long road.
But what a job it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we all had real jobs this time last year, probably just a little bit more, but we all quit our jobs last January 2015 and decided to focus 100% on this band and the touring and getting this record out. And while it is a lot of work, you know, through the help of our friends, our family, all the Kickstarter supporters that helped make this record happen, you know, we're starting to realize that all of those walls that were immediately put in front of us when we first started aren't as strong as we thought they were. So it's nice to see them fall down.
All right. You're on tour right now with Lake Street Dive. After that runs its course, what's on tap for the band after that?
festival season.
Festivals. It's almost springtime, so summer is close.
Oh, yeah. We actually are going to be going to Europe for the very first time in June. We announced Afropunk Paris today. So we're really excited to go over there and meet all of our European fans.
Excellent. The Suffers here on 90.3 KEXP. You're ready to continue with a couple more songs.
Thank you.
90.3 KEXP here in Seattle. You're listening to live music from The Suffers, a self-titled album just released a few weeks ago. Wish you guys all the best as this year gets going with the new album coming out and a lot of shows you're doing. Glad you're here today.
Yeah, this is a bucket list visit for me. This is awesome.
Make your eggs over easy, just the way you like it. You give my hip that grip that lets me know that you need me. This life doesn't always, have to be so hard. So why don't we get it right? This girl, yeah, yeah. Can we hang a little, just love a little? Won't you hold on to me? Please hang a little, love a little, hold on to me. When I'm looking in my mirror, trying to point out what's wrong, it's when you walk up and you say you love me all along, yeah. This life doesn't always, have to be so hard. So why don't we get it right at the start? We'll be right back. So why don't you hold on to me? Yeah, you're all I need.
That was fantastic. You just heard the songs Giver and Peanuts from The Suffers. They're both on the new self-titled album. Thank you all for being here today. Good luck with everything. And a big thank you to our engineer, Kevin. It's 90.3 KEXP Seattle.